This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
In Europe, soccer's made great strides in cleaning up its act. There have been strong campaigns against racism, against homophobia. In fact, in UK soccer grounds, you can now be ejected for shouting homophobic insults and banned from future matches. We're not quite at that point there yet in Australia, but what we do have here in Melbourne is a gay soccer team called the Melbourne Rovers, and their president, Heath Wilson, joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Now, Great. Basically what we want to talk about today is the Justin Fashanu Cup. I don't know if people know who Justin Fashanu was. He was a British footballer, a black British footballer, which it actually added to his problems, I think, in many respects. He was also the first professional soccer player to come out as gay, and he had a very tough time of it subsequently. He was badly abused by his management, in particular Brian Clough, and unfortunately he ended up taking his own life. Now there is a football match, soccer I should say, just to make it clear, because it's football to me, I'm British, that's real football, named after him. Heath, tell us all about the cup.
So the Justin Fashanu Cup was set up about 3 years ago now. Melbourne Rovers and the Sydney Rangers came together to commemorate Justin Fashanu and all that he stands for. And there's currently a Justin campaign that's continuous and ongoing, which is eradicating homophobia in sport and, mm-hmm. Campaigning to make sure that everyone feels like they can play soccer. So in Australia, we've set up the Justin Fashanu Cup let people know that it's okay to play soccer and it's okay to be gay. And so the Rangers have been around for about 10 years now. We've got this is our third year running. We've won it one each.
Uh-huh.
And it's...
Do you play in your local leagues then in Melbourne and in Sydney?
Yeah, so in Sydney they have two teams. They play in different leagues to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Melbourne we play for the Football Federation Victoria Central Division. We play for under the Yarra Jets banner.
Rob Mitchell. I can see you nodding sagely there.
I was. And congratulations. I mean, that's a great competition to be running.
Mm-hmm.
What support have you had from, soccer, like all sports, listeners may or may not know, is incredibly hierarchical, particularly all codes of football. What support have you had from, say, the Victorian...
The FFE.
Yeah, FFE. And also, at the Australian level, from the upper echelon of the code.
Yeah, to be honest with you, we probably haven't engaged them as well as we could have. This year, though, through Alex Mungo, who is a big Melbourne Rover and also comes into Joy FM, he's engaging and we are being proactive. This year, it looks like we've got the CEO of the FFV presenting the cup.
Oh, that's good news.
So, it's a small step, but we probably haven't been proactive in getting ourselves out there in regards to this cup.
Well, I can recommend any help with media strategy from Rob here. He's very good at getting his name in the papers.
I just wonder, when you say you haven't engaged them, and unfortunately, and regular listeners to this program will know that it's been extraordinarily difficult to get football codes to deal with homophobia. The administrators are pretty bloody hopeless. The players are found to be good. The mm-hmm. Players Association, for example, for AFL, have been tremendous. The individual players, the player delegates have been fantastic. But the administrators, definitely it's like getting dental work done. Mm-hmm. So if you've got the head of, Soccer Victoria, I call it Soccer Victoria, that's great. But Ben Buckley also needs to front up. I can remember organising three phone conferences with Ben in my capacity, as a board member of the Governance and Inclusion Project out of sport, and he cancelled every one of them. And it just seems to me that, you know, it's not an issue they take seriously. And you might think that the onus is on you to engage with them, but they're the administrators. They get all the money, and they get tons of money, and they're the ones that have got the responsibility to, you know, get off their arse and actually do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're getting free on-air lessons here.
Look, I'm learning, which is great.
Yeah, well, you may be interested to know that I've been in touch with a professional footballer over in Adelaide, Yevgeny Levchenko, and he's agreed to do an interview with me.
Which is fantastic.
Now, he's heterosexual, unfortunately, because he's gorgeous, former footballer, Bachelor of the Year, drives a Porsche. What more could you want in a man?
Very
unfortunately,
well
he's heterosexual. It's very funny. Every newspaper article you read about him begins with heterosexual Levchenko, as if he needs to kind of make the point, you know. Anyway, he's worked in anti-homophobia in football campaigns in Europe and in particular in Holland. And he's agreed to talk to me about that. We're hoping to have that interview for next week.
That's very exciting.
Now, when is this Just in Fashion New Cup taking place, and how can people get involved?
Okay, so it is on Saturday, the 22nd of October, so just over a month away. The game starts at 1 p.m. That's when the Sydney Rangers and the Melbourne Rovers kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
And people, it's a free event, so come along. We're going to be putting up stuff on our website. You just Google Melbourne Rovers, you'll be able to find us.
Okie doke. Well, I thoroughly encourage you to do that. You get to see lots of nice men running about in shorts, which is always a good thing. I'm sorry we didn't have very much time for you today, Heath, but thank you very much for joining us, and good luck in the Cup.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.